two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes. Amanda Dixon has the morning off. Our top story this morning, police departments around the state now have to follow a checklist designed to help victims of domestic abuse. This comes after Governor Cox signed a new bill. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live now with the details. Adam?
Tim, Governor Spencer Cox has signed a bill that requires law enforcement to conduct what are called lethality assessments when responding to calls of domestic violence. KSL.com reports law enforcement now has to ask people a series of questions when they respond to these incidents, like if the aggressor has ever used a weapon against the victim or threatened to use one, if the victim believes the aggressor will try to kill them, and if the aggressor has a gun or could easily get one, among about a dozen or so questions officers now have to ask. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson was a big advocate for this bill after her cousin was killed by her ex-husband last August.
That is a something that is we have far too prevalent in our state, and something that is entirely preventable. And we've got to do better to prevent those homicides.
Remember, if you or someone you know is in a domestic violence situation or you believe they need help, you can call a confidential 24-hour domestic violence hotline, 1-800-897-LINK, 1-800-897-5465. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
It's open now, but it took hours to get all lanes reopened following a crash on I-15 in Davis County. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Jammed up northbound I-15 from Woods Cross all the way.
The severe delays greeted rush hour commuters between Woods Cross and 200 North, where UHP's Cameron Roden says a big rig slammed a car into the median, pinning a woman between the semi's cab and the Jersey barrier.
Just the dynamics of that crash, of her getting pinned up against that wall and spinning around and getting hit again.
He says it's amazing she did not suffer serious injuries. Lanes were open hours later. An investigation's ongoing. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. Will Donald Trump become the first former president to be indicted on criminal charges? In New York City, barricades are up outside the courthouse where the former president could be fingerprinted and photographed if he's charged with allegedly covering up hush money payments.
It may not happen, but the probability is it will happen.
That's former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce. A group of people supporting former President Trump are already making their voices heard in New York City.
We're here to claim our streets back. We need a DA who's going to focus on doing the job and not weaponizing his office.
The group gathered in Lower Manhattan to protest the DA's investigation. President Biden has signed a bill dealing with the origins of COVID.
President Joe Biden has signed a bipartisan bill into law that directs the federal government to declassify as much intelligence as possible about the origins of COVID-19. It directs the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to declassify intelligence related to a lab in Wuhan, China. The law also allows for redactions to protect sensitive sources and methods. U.S. intelligence agencies are divided over whether a lab leak or a spillover from animals was the likely source. Experts say the true origin may not be known for many years, if ever. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hyundai and Kia are facing growing criticism and accusations that they aren't doing enough to keep their cars from getting stolen. Tammy Bartley from Wisconsin says her car was taken.
Imagine how you would feel if you go to work, school, etc., and hope that you still have a car when you come outside.
Attorneys generals from 23 states blasting Hyundai and Kia. Last month, the carmaker said they would offer software upgrades to 8.3 million U.S. vehicles to help curb increasing car thefts. And gas is getting a little bit cheaper. depending, of course, on where you live.
Americans are today paying 82 cents per gallon less than a year ago when Russia was moving into Ukraine and oil prices were skyrocketing. In the past week, the Energy Department reports the average price of regular unleaded went down 3 cents nationwide to $3.42 a gallon after some weeks of increases because refineries were switching to more expensive summer blends of gasoline. The cheapest gas today is along the Gulf Coast at $3.02 a gallon. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Andy's back this morning with your first look traffic, and we're greeted by a little more snow out there.
Yeah, it's been falling, but not sticking to the roads in the same way that it was earlier in the winter, at least so far. We've had wet conditions you'll deal with throughout Salt Lake and Davis and Utah counties, and going into Parley's Canyon, road conditions do get worse up at Parley's Summit. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons are both open, but with chains four-wheel drive restrictions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments on how water from the Colorado River is shared and how the U.S. government honors obligations to Native American tribes.
The Colorado River is perhaps the most litigated and carved up water body in this country. Enter the Navajo Nation, one of the country's largest Native American tribes, whose reservation, the largest reservation in the country, sits in Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. They're fighting for a greater slice of that water, and that could upend the delicate balance of agreements that has been worked out over the years.
That's ABC News senior Washington correspondent Devin Dwyer. And a blame game has erupted on Twitter after the latest DC superhero film underperformed at the box office.
Even though DC's latest film, Shazam! Fury of the Gods, took the top spot at the box office this weekend, it grossed only $30 million, which is significantly below expectations and about half of what the first film made its opening weekend.
You literally did the opposite of what a superhero is supposed to do.
Shazam!'s overseas gross of $35 million was similarly disappointing. This is one of the worst openings for DC since the COVID-era releases Wonder Woman 1984 and The Suicide Squad. Director David F. Sandberg took to Twitter to defend his movie, pointing out that its 52% Rotten Tomatoes score was the lowest of his career, but its 88% audience score was the highest. While proud of his film, he tweeted, quote, "After 6 years of Shazam, I'm definitely done with superheroes for now.
What am I even contributing?"
Star Rachel Zegler also voiced her frustrations on Twitter, calling the critics senselessly mean and tweeting, quote, "It's just cool to hate on fun nowadays." The dismal box office is a blow to Warner Brothers Discovery's 2023 slate of DC films. The next one on the schedule is The Flash in June. I'm Kevin Carr.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.